Mbaye Babikirusise, UN Assistant Secretary General, says the repatriation of equipment and staff from Darfur was completed over the past 4 months. He says UNAMID handed over 14 sites to local Sudanese government officials in accordance with the framework agreement signed on March 4th between UNAMID and the government of Sudan.
The main beneficiaries, in fact, were the local communities and the IDPs, and the team site was supposed to be served as vocational training sites, centers, education center, clinics, health centers, or community activities centers.
The senior UN diplomat says 8 of the 14 sites were looted completely by some members of the local community in Darfur. Babikir says, despite challenges, some sites have been well utilized and are now serving locals again.
I may say that Zalenji is and Kalma are best practices, in the sense that Zalenji is now the University of Zalenji, and they were early occupation of the site by the university that prevent looting. Kalma is also a best practice, in the sense that Kalma was transferred to the IDPs, and now they are the one managing Kalma as a health center.
Babikir says authorities in Darfur should ensure the safety of the sites to benefit the local communities. He says the UNAMID managed to repatriate peacekeeping equipment to their respective countries, as well as 6,000 staff who were there since December 2020.
Sustaining peace required that we provide also direct support to local communities and IDPs. In this context, we supported 500 quick impact projects in the country, as well as a community stabilization program. We had, at the end of December 2021, programmatic activities, as well as state liaison project that was implemented by UN agency that were not completed because of the COVID crisis that affected the operations.
Babikir says the transitional government in Sudan now has the responsibility to protect civilians against attacks in Darfur.
One of the main ones is about the protection of civilians, and that is the concern to all of us. But at the same time, the government is committed to putting together a joint forces to protect to local communities, and the UN will continue to support in that end, but we will no longer have a physical protection mandate.
The UN official says over the past 13 years, the mission managed to support local authorities in building 15 prosecution offices, 19 district courts, and 14 prisons across Darfur. He says the UN African Union hybrid mission also supported educational programs for children and empowered women in Darfur. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.